Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
Psst, babe, wake up. A new WBEZ podcast just dropped. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Are you looking for a new podcast to get into? Well, WBEZ is out with a new show. It's called Shoes Off, a Sexy Asians Podcast. The series features conversations with Asian Americans about their relationships with identity, confidence, and much more. The guests include famous actors, comedians, and writers, opening up and diving deep into how they achieved success and where that intersects with their identities as Asian Americans. To get a behind-the-scenes look at the podcast, we're chatting with the hosts of the show, Susie Ahn and Esther Yoon-ji Kang, as well as Shoes Off and Reset producer Stephanie Kim. The first thing that we got to talk about is the name, because I just love it. Shoes Off, a Sexy Asians Podcast. Why Sexy Asians, Esther?
Well, because there's so many of them out there, Sasha.
Of course.
There are tons. And, you know, we took on this sort of wide interpretation of the word sexy. And we're not just talking about someone who's hot, but we're talking about someone who is confident and successful and smart and all of those things. And there's a lot of Asians to celebrate who embody those things. And so we felt the need to do that and to highlight them in our podcast.
Yeah. Susie, can you talk more about that? Because really, you're giving new meaning to the word sexy, I think,
right,
as far as it goes for the Asian community.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for years, you know, historically, when you look at the entertainment industry, Asian women are fetishized. Asian men are sort of like the butt of the joke or desexualized. They are not like the lead, the romantic lead. And so we wanted to give guests the opportunity to kind of reclaim, not necessarily reclaim, but redefine that word, let them be that word for themselves and not have like a director or a producer, you know, make that call for them. So,
yeah,
we wanted to have that word be prominent in our title.
Yeah. And we can't skip over the shoes off part,
right,
Esther. I mean, as a Canadian, it makes me think of what I grew up with, right? Taking your shoes off at the door. Is it the same in your culture?
Yeah. So traditionally in many Asian cultures, people take their shoes off when they get home and they don't wear it inside the house. You know, some people do change into house slippers, but for the most part, it's shoes off. And the idea behind that, too, is just for our guests to feel comfortable, to come in and talk to us and just relax, kick your feet up and have a chat.
So, Stephanie, got to work you in here because I'm dying to know about the process of putting this all together. This is WBEZ's first podcast that focuses on Asian Americans, which is amazing. And as we know, the Asian American community, it's not a monolith, right? So who are you trying to reach with this pod?
Yeah. So for us, it was really important to talk to a wide range of people in the Asian community. That means from different backgrounds, different fields, just to really show, like you said, we're not a monolith. We have so many different experiences when it comes to just about anything. And so we're trying to reach anyone that's interested in learning more about all those sexy Asians, as Esther said, because there's a lot.
Yes, there are.
And we're so excited. And so not only people within the Asian community or the Asian American community, but also just anyone who just wants to join in on the conversation, learn more about these awesome people. They're really, really great. And we're so excited.
I got to say, I've been super jealous. You guys have been getting some big names for this podcast. And I'm like, really? Come on. Come on, Reset. But no, I love it. I love this for you. Susie, you have said in the past you feel triggered when you see the word sexy and Asian together.
Yes.
Triggered is strong language, also very much a buzzword right now. So just talk a bit more about that.
I mean, it's a personal story for me. You know, as Asian women from an early age, just out and about in your own life, you are being fetishized. Mm. And so for me, that happened very vividly in high school when a construction worker just like left notes on my car in the school parking lot trying to ask me out.
Oh, my goodness.
And the notes were addressed to sexy Asian baby. And
wow.
And so for me, I'm like, no.
And
no,
you were
no.
in high school?
Yes, high school.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, you know, at first seeing the title and we were talking about the title, I'm like, I don't know about that.
You're like, guys, I got a story for you.
But we can reclaim it, Susie.
Yes. And so it was a lot of processing and working through, like,
taking your power back.
This is why we need to have this title.
I love it. Well, the first episode of your podcast was just released today. Congratulations, ladies.
Thank you.
Been a lot of work over the last few months. You guys got to chat with Joel Kim Booster as one of the upcoming guests. Some listeners might know him from his work as a comedian and his role in the romantic comedy Fire Island. Give us a sense of what you talk about with him, Esther.
He was delightful. I mean, he's from the area. He's from Plainfield, Illinois. And he's also really, really hot right now. I mean, he's everywhere. You can see him on every single streaming network, it feels like. And so he's just been so thoughtful. He's had a really interesting experience as a Korean-American adoptee growing up in a prominently white evangelical household. And so we just felt like he was so fascinating to talk to, super thoughtful and hilarious. And so he was wonderful.
Yeah. Well, let's hear him. Here's what Joel had to say about identifying as sexy before believing it.
And it was a conscious decision I made in my stand-up act, because when I started doing stand-up, I was following in the footsteps of a lot of other Asian comedians who really took the route of saying, like, oh, I'm so undateable, I'm so unattractive, I'm so undesirable because I'm an Asian man in America. It's really hard not to internalize that.
So this first episode, it's jam-packed with different subjects, from confidence, as you mentioned. You also talk about relationships with family and sexuality. So, Susie, what kind of conversations are you trying to get to have with your guests overall?
It's really just about having a full picture of this person, really just to show that as the Asian American community, we are not a monolith. And so each guest comes on and you see that fuller picture of them as an individual, how they fit into the community, but how different and varied their experiences can be. And so that's kind of what we get at. But also, of course, allowing the guests to redefine sexy for themselves.
Yeah, love that. So, Stephanie, Joel Kim Booster, who else are we going to hear from in this podcast?
So, like I said earlier, we have just a really great spread of people from different backgrounds and doing different things. So we'll hear from people like Lisa Ling. She's an award-winning journalist.
Oh, I love
personally,
her.
Oh my goodness. She was my hero growing up. So I was so excited to
Sorry, I'm still fangirling over
Lisa. It's like a big sister talk. It was great.
I'm obsessed with her.
Yes,
oh my gosh.
Yes,
that's so
she
great.
She is amazing. Her career is expansive. We were all, just all amazed by what she has done since the age of 16,
by the way.
We also hear from Samir Gadia. He is the frontman of Young the Giant.
Nice.
It's an indie rock band. A huge fan. He was awesome. And we also hear from Domi Shi. She was recently nominated for an Oscar for Turning Red. It's that animated film about becoming, a teenager, going through puberty. She was hilarious.
Yeah, she was
It just really felt like a casual hangout with her. And so those are a couple of folks you hear from, and the rest are surprised, so tune in.
Ooh.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We're talking about a new WBEZ project. It's out now, and it's called Shoes Off, a Sexy Asians podcast. And we are joined by the hosts and creators of the podcast, WBEZ reporters Susie On and Esther Yoon-Ji Kang. They are the hosts. And Reset's own Stephanie King is the producer. So, Esther, I'm curious, what was it like for you? As I mentioned before, it's been a few months of you guys working on this. So stepping back from daily reporting to create this podcast, what was that journey like?
I have to say it was a respite and a breath of fresh air for us, because we mostly deal in news, right? And the news is not good. Often it's sad, right?
Not good at all.
And, we report on a lot of, like, systemic problems, a lot of people who are struggling. I mean, we try to fit in the good, happy stories here and there, but for the most part, it's rough. And so it was just really lovely to be able to step back and work together and laugh a lot and, talk to really interesting people about their experiences. And so for us, I have to say it's been a nice rest. Obviously we're gearing up to get back into daily reporting, but hopefully we'll have had a good rest.
Yeah. Susie, tell me that feeling when WBEZ gave the green light for this podcast.
It's like, are you talking to us? Are you sure you got the right podcast? it was amazing. And you know, just to be able to have and you know, we are three Korean American women working on this, and it was just great to get that support from WBEZ to be able to step away and know that this is an important project to us, to our community, that we have the time to do that. So, yeah, that was great.
I love that.
And it's not just fun, too, right? It's important. We do have to redefine, reclaim these words. And so, you know, we talk about important, serious things with all of our guests. And so we hope that it will be educational for everyone.
Yeah. And at the same time, too, we are three Korean-American women. And we knew that with that being something of shared experience and commonality, there was also that... we needed to be aware that it's not just like our experience that should be what guides this podcast. There's so much more to Asian American, Asian experience, as we talked about. So we wanted to be really conscious of that and just make sure we could be inclusive as possible of all experiences and all people within that
community.
That's
really important. Yeah. Well, we have another clip here from your conversation with Joel Kim Booster. This is where he's talking about an instance when he was told that he didn't have sex like an Asian guy. Here's what he had to say.
I experience like weird dysphoria all the time as an Asian adoptee. You know, I struggled a lot growing up with like what I was. And, you know, I think like moments like that really highlight that dysphoria for me, where I'm like, am I different? Am I abnormal? Am I, you know, like, and it pulls me farther away from being able to connect to my identity as an Asian person when I hear things like that.
So you spent a lot of time, as we've established, working on this. So my next question is actually for all three of you. Did you learn anything about yourselves through talking with these other Asian Americans? You first, Stephanie.
Ooh, that's a big question. Now I know, I guess, let me say that. For sure. I think I learned that, you know, there's so much more that I need to do to kind of lean into my own identity as an Asian American woman, as a Korean American woman, but also like there was such vulnerability and like a confidence with all these guests that I really admired, and I really wanted to like I said, just lean into that.
Yeah.
And it was so refreshing to see that too, because I think at least for me, from my experience, it was hard to kind of come by that, honestly, whether it was through my friends or like myself. And so just kind of learning that there's so much to be proud of within our community.
Yes.
And also just like for me to kind of like own that, too. So that's something that I learned.
Yeah. Esther?
Well, just between the three of us, I mean, even though we are Korean-American women, all three of us, like Susie grew up in Alabama, Stephanie grew up on both coasts and Illinois, I grew up in South America and moved to the D.C. area. So just those
very different experiences.
Very different experiences. And that leads to us being very different in general. And so I think that that's been interesting to sort of talk about and realizing how those experiences shape us as Asians. Now, with that said, there are commonalities, so many, right? Like it's the experience of race, of class in America is common for us, but also for just all people of color. And so that's been really interesting to dive into.
Yeah. What about you, Susie? What have you learned about yourself?
Yes, and to all of that. But, you know, especially when we were talking to Joel, and he had just a great sort of analysis on that, that as someone who grew up as an adoptee in a white household, what connects him to the Asian community is sort of the experience that we all have now, and how people might experience us, or like how you've placed yourself in the world.
Yeah.
And there's a commonality to that, 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 you know, bringing that awareness in was special to me, but also just, hearing all the different backgrounds of everybody, and just like the commonality that we have, even as children of immigrants, our true selves, ourselves in front of our friends, ourselves in front of our parents, and just understanding that balance. It was great just to be able to connect all of those.
I love that. So we know that Shoes Off is dropping at a time when we are seeing record violence directed towards the Asian American community. We've been talking about it a lot lately on Reset, especially. Do you talk about that at all in the pod, or do you find that this was just a chance to just forget for a moment and just dive right into Asian joy?
I think our guests have mentioned it. Some of the guests have sort of mentioned it in passing. excuse me. But what we try to do is, yes, we acknowledge that those things happen, and we, you know, as hosts discuss it as well. But what we do is also remind one another and remind others who are listening that that's not all there is, right? That there's a lot to celebrate. I mean, Asians are having a historic moment mm-hmm. in pop culture these days, and so to celebrate that as well. So it's a little bit of both, but we're not afraid to tackle those hard yeah. things.
Well, one more question for all of you while you're here. What are you most excited for listeners to get out of the podcast? Susie?
Oh, boy. I mean, just to hear how fun our guests are and just to have that genuine conversation and you know, learn something and hopefully feel like you're hanging out with us.
Esther?
Oh, boy. Well, what Susie said, I just want people to laugh and tear up at certain moments if that's what they need to do. I want people to be able to see, you know, all of our guests as human beings.
Yeah, I love that. And Stephanie?
Yeah, I hope that more and more people just know about these guests mm-hmm. that we have. Like, I just feel like they're all so interesting. Mm-hmm. They're also thoughtful and reflective. And each conversation, like, we walked away thinking, oh my gosh, like, that was something new we learned. Or, wow, that mm-hmm. person was just, the way they explained things about themselves and their experience was just so spot on. And so I just want people to know more about them, love them, follow them, give them all the
yes.
flowers they deserve,
because the
these people are amazing.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
We have been talking with the hosts and producer of Shoes Off, a Sexy Asians podcast, WBEZ's Esther Yoon-Ji Kang, Susie Ahn, and Stephanie Kim. Now, you can find the first episode now. It's on the WBEZ app or your favorite podcast platform. Susie, Esther, and Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, before we move on, let's hear some more of the voices that are coming up in this debut season of Shoes Off.
I don't know. There's just something about being an immigrant kid, man. I think it's like we have that very specific relationship with our parents where I think like we just know that they sacrifice so mm-hmm. much, and we love them so much, and we want them to be proud of us.
Yeah.
So I think that's what adds to the, like, not wanting to show them an F on your report
right.
card or, like, that you got into trouble.
There were moments where our first single was just on nationally syndicated radio, and you didn't really have a face to the name. Mm. You just had Young the Giant. And a year and a half into my career, we, you know, performed at the VMAs. That was like a wave. People were just like, wow, like I had no idea this guy was Indian.
I would say my late teens and early 20s is when I not only felt proud, but I just wanted to not only acquaint myself more with Asian American history and Asian American culture, but I wanted to try to be a vehicle for a greater understanding and appreciation of our culture.
This episode of Reset was produced by Micah Yasin, and it was edited by Ethan Schwab. While you're subscribing to new podcasts, have you been sure to subscribe to this one? If not, take a second to hit that subscribe button and leave, I hope, a 5-star rating when you do. That's all for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.